This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi everyone, and welcome along to episode 2 of Down the Line, our football podcast on the RNIB Connect Radio. So today we're joined by, we've got Macca, we've got Bruce and Andrew. So thanks gents for joining us as we take a look back at the Scottish Premiership as the season kicked off on Saturday, Sunday and Monday actually of the weekend there. Well, if we look at the fixtures and the results from that weekend, we'll look forward to the Scottish fixtures in the coming weekend, and we'll also take some time to look as the EFL, the English Football League, kicks off. So some exciting championship games as well that we can take a look at. And we'll get some updates from the guys on their teams. So, to run back on the results from the weekend. So hopefully I'll get this right. We had Rangers away to Hearts, drawing 0-0 in the opener of the campaign. So a well fought 0-0 draw, not the most entertaining, but I suppose as tight as those games can often be. We then had another 0-0 draw on the Saturday between Ross County and Motherwell. Moving on to Sunday, the goals started to flow then, so we had a 2-2 draw in the Ding Dong Dundee Derby. I was going to add in that it finished at Desmond, but I thought that was too many D's and I'd get myself tripped up. So 2-2 in the Dundee Derby on Sunday. We then had maybe the surprise scoreline, certainly of the weekend, as St Mirren went 3-0 up against Hibs. So we'll definitely be getting Macca's thoughts on that one. Then finally, we obviously had on Sunday Celtic kicking off their defence of the title with a 4-0 win against Kilmarnock. And then some Monday night football live on Sky, which was lovely. We had St Johnstone against Aberdeen, and Aberdeen winning 2-1 away at Perth, so a good way to start the season for Bruce as well. So a little bit to look back on. Start off on Saturday, it won't take too long, no goals, but kind of an upset. So I guess Rangers not happy with their start of the season. Yeah, what do you make of that, guys?
Obviously, Hearts away is always a tough place to go for anyone, Tynecastle. And I think there's been a lot of talk around Rangers, you know, with regards to the ground move to Hampden, because the ground's not ready, the lack of transfer activity, then they go and give Clement even a new contract. And I think, yeah, the fans are still a little bit disillusioned with Rangers this year. I think our host of this podcast, Neil's a Rangers fan. I think that's probably fair to say, isn't it, that, you know, the fans are a bit disillusioned. So I think whilst the draw was a really bit of a shock result, you're quite glad that you didn't get beat, because going away in the Hearts can bring a lot of teams downfall, ultimately, you know, because of the record that they had last season. So Rangers have got big tests to come, so they've got to keep going.
I was just going to say, I think that really it was one of these classic situations where the teams kind of cancel each other out, and it ended up being not the most enthralling of games, but I think at the end of it, probably both sides a little bit disappointed with their point.
Yeah, we'll come on to so Dundee 2, Dundee United 2. So quite strange, I think, to have a big derby game, opening game of the season.
I didn't think Dundee were going to come back into it as they did, from what the first half went. But I think you never know what's going to come with those games. The atmosphere seemed good, so I suppose it's a bit unpredictable.
I think Bruce will agree. It's good to have the fixture back in the league, don't you think, Bruce? I mean, Dundee United have been away for a while, and it's good to have the City of Discovery derby back again, I personally think.
It's not just two teams in the same city, it's two teams in the same street in Dundee.
Yeah.
So it's a great derby, and it's one of these classic ones. It's not like some of the nasty derbies. It's one where you get people in the same family supporting different teams. So I quite like it from that perspective. I actually thought Dundee would pretty much walk it, but Dundee United started pretty well, I think, and really bossed the game in the first half. But then Dundee came back into it. But I am very pleased it's back. I'm married also to a Dundee United fan, so that's part of it, I suppose.
For people who aren't necessarily familiar with the fixture, guess, and that would be a guess, but I'm pretty sure in terms of professional clubs, it will be the two closest stadiums in the country. Only a matter of a couple hundred yards between the two corner flags that are closest to each other. And the quirk of it is that the teams walk to the other stadium. So obviously you don't get a bus or a lift. They just walk across the road to the other stadium. So yeah, nice little quirk of that derby. Coming on to, yeah, sorry, we have to do it, Macca. St Mirren 3, Hibs 0. Did you see it coming? What and then what were your thoughts coming out of the game?
Really disappointing with Hibs. They sort of went 1-0 down and then their head sort of dropped. But fair play to St Mirren. They had a cracking European result during the week against an Icelandic team. Valur, I think you pronounce it. And they done well, played really well against us. And they kept that relentless sort of press and, you know, a lot of ball retention and stuff, which was really good. Albeit Hibs did have a few chances in the first half. Yeah, it's disappointing, but they've got to pick themselves up pretty quickly because it's relentless. They've got two games with Celtic coming up and they're going to be, well, really difficult.
Kilmarnock, so obviously they had the toughest fixture you can ask for to open up the season is away to Celtic, who are really, really on form and don't look like they're going to drop off this season at all, which, exciting for their fans, a little bit worrying for maybe the rest of the league, certainly for Rangers as a Rangers fan, as we try and, reclaim the titles off of them. So them, you know, Celtic winning 4-0 on Sunday is the unfurl the flag or the championship flag. So, winning 4-0 at home to Kilmarnock. I guess no surprises there, guys. That it wasn't 5 or 6. Last but not least, St Johnstone 1, Aberdeen 2. So, yeah, after a disappointing season last season for Aberdeen, certainly domestically, starting off with a tricky game away to St Johnstone, even though I don't think St Johnstone are in the best shape, but it's always a tricky game going to Perth, particularly in the opening game of the season. So, were you happy enough with that, Bruce? What do you make of that result?
Yeah, I was pleased with the result, delighted with the performance, really. We could easily have scored a number of goals. I think it was disappointing that while Perth isn't the longest journey from Aberdeen, to do it by train with the changes, it's about two and a half hours. So for a match that finished after 10 o'clock at night on a midweek, I think that could have been taken into account, particularly when there were other matches with teams that were much closer together and much better infrastructure.
Most of your fans live in the centre of Bell. What are you moaning for?
What, you're a Hibs fan that lives in Durham. What are you talking about? It's a constant gripe from the Aberdeen fans. So.
Yeah. I guess just a quick one from yourself, Macca, being a Sunderland fan away to Cardiff and you're going to the match. You looking forward to it?
I am, yeah. Can't wait. Early start, Saturday morning, 3:30 for our 12:30 kickoff. It's like 300 miles away, so should be good. We had a good test last week against Olympic Marseille. Trivian. That's my attempt at French. we've got to go into it with a bit of confidence. Obviously, we could do with a striker. We're probably the only team in Britain that's played without a striker in the last 2 years. But the fans still backing the club as ever. And it'll be over 2,500 down at Cardiff on Saturday. And so, looking forward to the season. And as I said on Sunday about the Hibs season, you go into it with lots of hopes and excitement and aspirations, and then you probably come back out of it with disappointment and what you're used to. So, it's good having the hope there while you can have it. So, bring on Saturday and Sunday.
Like we say, though, it's the hope that kills you.
Absolutely, Bruce, absolutely.
We can look forward to a 3-0 Cardiff win on Saturday.
Probably, yeah.
Nice one.
Yeah,
good. I look forward to hearing Macca's tales on the weekend. Back.
We need to hear. So, on how Macca you get on with all your travels on the weekend, safe journeys, and good luck to all the teams involved in this weekend. So, we'll just finish up there. So thanks everybody for listening, and thanks to Macca, Bruce and Andrew for obviously jumping in and giving their thoughts on the football this week.
Thank you very much, guys.